Greetings, my comrades, and welcome back to Zonalith. And welcome back to the What If I Wrote Pokemon the Series, Black and White series. Today, we have a lot to cover. Today, we will cover all the events from the second gym battle all the way up until the end of what I am calling the Operation Sun arc. I just want to let you guys all know this is the fourth part of this series, and if you haven't watched the previous parts yet, you may be a tiny bit confused, so I would recommend you go and check out those before continuing on with this video. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about, and I don't want to waste any more of your time, so let's get right back into this rewritten version of Unova. Before we move forward, I just want to quickly recap everyone's teams in case you guys have forgotten, and so you guys can just remember. Ash's team is Pikachu, Oshawott, Snivy, and P-Dove. Hilda's team is Tepig, Deerling, and a Pokemon Egg. And Silent's team is Pantsage and Dwebble. Hopefully that helps you guys if you guys have forgotten what their teams are, and now let's move on to the actual part itself. So last time, Ash had his second encounter with N, who now has the objective of finding and reviving Reshiram so we can show all of Unova the truth he has found. But Ash doesn't have time to worry about that right now, because now it's time for his second Unova gym badge, this time against the normal-type expert, Lenora, aka my childhood demon. Ash and the gang look around the Nakari Museum just for a tiny bit before heading to Lenora's study to access the battlefield. Now, Ash decides to enter this gym battle with two Pokemon, that being Pikachu and Oshawott. Pikachu is easily able to take down Lenora's Herdier, but not without taking damage. Now, Lenora's second Pokemon is my childhood demon. Watchog. She sends out Watchog. While Pikachu is stronger than Watchog, Ash was not expecting her Pokemon to know Hypnosis, and after Pikachu is put to sleep, he's taken out by Lenora's Watchog, who knocks him out with Retaliate. Now it's up to Oshawott to win the battle for Ash. Lenora decides to switch to the offensive, and Watchog attacks Oshawott, weakening it. Oshawott is also doing decent damage to Watchog as well. Lenora then decides she's had enough and tells Watchog to use Hypnosis. Ash then tells Oshawott to dodge it, and then miraculously, Oshawott uses a brand new move, that being its Aqua Jet. However, he ends up hitting the wall. The group then realizes his eyes were closed during the attack, and this gives Ash the advantage in this battle. Ash then tells Oshawott to use Aqua Jet more and more, and this causes Watchog to get dizzy, making it unable to use Hypnosis. One Razor Shell later, and Oshawott has won the battle for Ash, earning him his second gym badge, the Basic Badge. Lenora tells Ash the closest gym from here is in Castelia City, and the group makes plans to head there next, but we're not done with Nakarine just yet. Silent states that when he was a kid, he and his brothers would eat at a diner in the city, and ask if they can grab a bite to eat before they leave. The trio then decide to head over and grab a bite to eat. However, when they enter the diner, they see a bunch of filming equipment, and Ash and Hilda reunite with the director from Route 2. He is filming a commercial for the diner. Once again, he is also in quite the tight spot due to his aggressive personality. So we ask Hilda if he could borrow her Tepig for the shoot. However, things still don't go as planned. Hilda's Tepig showcasing the diner's food just isn't working for the director. It's not wowing him, it's not giving him that spark he wants. Hilda then comes up with an idea. She states that the commercial might be more beneficial if it showcases multiple trainers and Pokemon enjoying the food at the diner. This works perfectly, and the director loves it as he compliments Hilda, saying that she would make a great director someday if she wanted to pursue that goal. He also tells her that she may get some ideas for her Pokemon if she checks out the Pokemon musical in Nimbasa City, and Hilda says she will. The trio head out after a fun day at the restaurant when Ash runs into someone who is none other than Looker. Ash is surprised to see Looker here and asks what he's doing, but before he can respond, Hilda and Silent ask who Looker is. Ash then explains who Looker is and how he was an international police member from the Sinnoh region, and he asks Looker the question again. Looker states he is here investigating Team Rocket's activities in the Unova region, and they have plans to do something big. He heard that there were sightings of suspicious people in the Pinwheel Forest, and he came here to investigate. The gang then decides to help him out. In the Pinwheel Forest, they discover multiple Pokemon in cages as they find Jesse, James, Meowth, and Pierce, locking all of them up. They then eavesdrop and learn two things. One, the name of Operation Sun, and two, that it will apparently unleash the forgotten power of Volcarona upon the Unova region. After receiving this information, they decide to confront Team Rocket, who retreat after a quick battle. The group then frees all the locked up Pokemon, and Looker thanks them for their assistance and help, and he says he'll keep investigating this Operation Sun. The gang then say goodbye to Looker as they continue on for Castilia City. Now, the only big thing that happens the rest of the way to Castilia is the gang runs into another one of Hilda's childhood friends, Bianca, a childhood friend of Hilda and Hilbert, who is training to become Professor Juniper's assistant. The group then learns that she is out here looking for a Mincino, who researched that they were in this area. The group then helps her catch the Mincino, which isn't the easiest thing to do because Bianca doesn't have the best luck, but Bianca catches the Mincino in the end. The group then says farewell to her as they head for the biggest city in Unova, Castilia City. Now, a lot happens in Castilia, both now and later on in the series, since it will be the location of the Unova League for this rewrite. But the group finally reaches the huge city, where they actually once again run into Bianca, who is with her friend Iris, a traveling Pokemon trainer who specializes in Dragon-type Pokemon. She is a successor to the Opelucid City Gym and is on a journey to become strong so she can one day surpass the gym leader Drayden in Opelucid City. After learning she uses dragon types, Ash challenges her to a battle. Bianca says that she'll go shopping while that happens, and a battle between the two begins, with Iris using her partner Fracture, and Ash of course using Pikachu. However, the battle is cut short when Bianca returns in a panic. She states that these weird knight-looking people took her Muna, and the gang automatically realizes that it's Team Plasma. The trio, along with Bianca and Iris, search the city for Team Plasma, and they then finally find them and chase them into a building, where they encounter the seven stages of Team Plasma, and more importantly, Getsis. Getsis recognizes Ash as the boy he has heard about, and he then explains the origins of the Unova region, and that Team Plasma will bring back the hero and the legendary dragon to win over people's minds and create the world that Team Plasma desires. Ash then gets frustrated and says to give back Bianca's Muna. Getsis complies and gives Bianca her Pokemon back, and then he takes his leave along with the other stages. The day is now over, and Bianca and Iris say they have their own journeys to get back to, so the group say goodbye to the two of them. However, unknown to them, a Team Rocket helicopter is flying over the city, and inside is none other than Giovanni, who is ready to unleash the secrets of the Relic Castle upon the entire Unova region. Now, before we get to the Team Rocket Operation Sun arc, we first have Ash's gym battle against Unova's third gym leader, Berg, who is a master of the arts and bug-type Pokemon. In this battle, Ash will use his Oshawott, Snivy, and Pidove, while Berg will use his Whirlipede, Dwebble, and Levani. The first matchup is Oshawott versus Whirlipede. Sadly, Oshawott's great performance in the last gym comes to an end here, as both him and Whirlipede take down each other at the same time, making it a draw. The next match is between Snivy and Dwebble, and Snivy, with its type advantage and attract, is able to take down Dwebble, but then Levani comes out and makes quick work of Snivy. Ash is now down to only his Pidove. While Levani is slightly hurt, it's still standing strong. Levani almost takes Pidove out, but at the last second, Pidove forms a blue aura around it and evolves into Tranquil. Using its new evolution, Trankful is successfully able to take out Bergsley Vanny, earning Ash his third gym badge. Berg congratulates Ash and tells him the closest gym from here is in Nimbasa City. This also gets Hilda excited because the Pokemon musical is also there. But before they can move on, crisis awaits. Now, everyone, welcome to what I am calling the Operation Sun arc. And this is my equivalent to the canceled Team Rocket vs. Team Plasma arc. No, I don't want to waste any more of your time. Let's begin this arc right here, right now. The group is on their way out of Castilia when a massive earthquake occurs in Castilia. The group wonders what is going on when they are approached by none other than Professor Juniper and Looker. Looker explains this is what Team Rocket was planning all along, and that he ran into Professor Juniper on the way here, who states she's here because she got massive energy readings detected from the Relic Castle a couple of hours ago, and rushed here as fast as she could. The gang then immediately hops in a car as they head for the Relic Castle, which has now risen to the surface in its full glory. When they get there, they see a bunch of Team Rocket grunts, but they are able to take care of them pretty easily. Inside the Relic Castle, the group from Pinwheel Forest, including Giovanni, are discovering the secrets of the Relic Castle. Giovanni then explains that this castle is the remnant of an ancient universe civilization, and that it is stated that a powerful Pokemon that the civilization worshipped as a second sun resides inside the castle. This is of course referring to Volcarona. They then stumble upon an ancient door and then open it, to reveal none other than a sleeping Volcarona who awakens in anger at its disturbance. The Pokemon unleashes a giant beam of energy that shakes the entire castle. Giovanni then laughs in excitement as he tells Pierce to get the control device. Pierce then throws a device that attaches itself to Volcarona. The control device absorbs all of Volcarona's energy into one object that Team Rocket can use at any given time to cause mass destruction. This in turn changes the color of Volcarona to a dark color, and Volcarona then stops attacking Team Rocket, now under their complete control. Giovanni laughs maniacally as Ash and the others finally reach Team Rocket. Giovanni states that they are too late, but Ash has not given up. Ash tries to attack the group, but Pikachu is easily overpowered by the controlled Volcarona, and Team Rocket retreats. When Giovanni gets outside the Relic Castle, he orders his forces to head towards Castilia, and that Team Rocket's invasion of the Unova region has begun, with Volcarona lighting up the sky as a second sun. The group, upset at their failure, agree they need to head back to Castilia as fast as they can. Looker states that he already sent out a distress code to the International Police Force and that they should be here sooner than later, but until then they are completely on their own. Ash and the others then head back to Castilia, which is now being completely taken over by Team Rocket. Volcarona has been given its energy back, and due to the control device, it basically works as a power amplifier. It stole Volcarona's power and then enforced it. It made it stronger so that when it would be released, Volcarona became pretty much supercharged, and I'm calling this form of Volcarona Supernova Volcarona. It's a very cringy name, I know, but I'm trying to explain it the best way possible. Basically, Volcarona is now on steroids and is terrorizing the city. However, the group is surprised to see that the people fighting Team Rocket are none other than Team Plasma, who state that Team Rocket stands against everything they stand for, so they want to fight. Along with Team Plasma and Berg, the group unleashes an all-out attack on Team Rocket to save Castilia City and the Unova region. The battle is a hard and long one, but eventually Looker and Ash are able to approach Giovanni and the supercharged Volcarona. Giovanni and Ash are finally face to face, but they have no time to talk. A battle between the two commences, with Ash using Pikachu and Giovanni using Volcarona. Pikachu is clearly at a disadvantage and is losing pretty bad, but Ash won't give up. He has his ideals and he will stand behind them forever, and they will help him win no matter what. Ash's backpack then starts to glow blue as a storm then surrounds the city. Pikachu sparks and then turn from a yellow to a blue, and then he erupts into a thunderbolt, creating the silhouette of a mysterious dragon Pokemon. When the thunderbolt is over, Pikachu has now come out with a new form. Giovanni, scared by this new power, tells Volcarona to attack, but it's to no avail. Whatever Pikachu was amplified by makes Pikachu extremely powerful, amplifying the power of his electric-type moves. Pikachu is then able to break the control device, freeing Volcarona, and then the international police arrive on the scene. Giovanni then issues a retreat for Team Rocket, and all of Team Rocket, with the exceptions of the main trio and Dr. Sager, who will later on become more important than retreat. The main trio state they want to go after Pikachu, who is now more powerful than ever. The storm then disappears and Pikachu falls unconscious. Ash then wonders what happened to Pikachu, why the stone glowed, and what Pokemon the Thunderbolt resembled. But those are questions for another time. This concludes the Operation Sun arc and the conclusion to part one of this story. Well, everyone, that is going to be the end of this part. I hope you guys enjoyed watching it as much as I did making it. While this is the end of part one of the series, I have no intention on putting this series on hold. We're just now done with the first overarching story arc for this series. Now we enter the more Team Plasma-related storyline, and I'm very excited to share that with you guys as well. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today's video. If you did, please leave a like, subscribe to the channel, turn on all notifications to never miss an upload, and to share these videos out there with friends so they come here and join me for my journey. I also do have a Twitter page and a Twitch page, so please go follow me on there to see updates on the channel and to see more of me. And with that being said, my name is Zonolith, and I will catch you guys next time.